And so Casey had an emo moment in her bedroom. Because sometimes, just sometimes, a great singing career, a bunch of Grammys, and this over-the-top bathroom just aren't enough. Yet as Christmas Eve rolled on, would Casey get ready in time? Would she sing another holiday ditty that's overplayed in cafes and shopping mall restrooms? And most importantly, would more celebrity friends continue to make surprise appearances that everyone sees coming but Casey? I don't know.
Dan.
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just freshening up in your bathroom.
Look, if you could be just a little less negative when you narrate, that'd be nice.
Wow, okay.
It's Christmas, you know, we need Christmas cheer.
Right.
Lots of cheer, you know, happy. You know, you're funny, and that's kind of why we hired you, so, you know.
So cheer, then.
Cheer.
For a corporate holiday in this political climate. Okay, sure. If cheer is what you want, Casey, then cheer is what you'll get.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much. Bye. Welcome back, friends. Where was I? Oh, right. It's Christmas Eve, and Casey still couldn't find her Nana's Christmas ornament.